Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, October 2nd, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with some ticket sales updates. Tomorrow's Monday Night Raw from the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota is close to a sellout with 6,245 tickets distributed and only 341 available as of last night, according to a report from WrestleTix. We also have the final tallies for last week's major WWE and AEW events. There were 9,145 tickets distributed for Friday night's SmackDown from the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg, with 8,975 of them sold. AEW's Dynamite and Rampage tapings from Wednesday night at the Lacora Center in Philadelphia had 5,124 tickets distributed, with 4,756 sold. Monday Night Raw from Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta was the most attended, with 11,681 tickets distributed. The number of sold versus comp for Raw was not available. In unfortunate Lucha Libre news, Dulce Gardenia appeared to have suffered an injury in the ring Friday night during a tag title match at CMLL's Night of Champions card at Arena Mexico. The Exotico Luchador began convulsing in the ring after taking a Canadian Destroyer from the second turnbuckle from Angel Dioro. Dioro immediately covered Gardenia for the pin, after which Gardenia was taken from the ring on a stretcher as the crowd chanted his name in support. Gardenia and Espiritu Negro had been challenging Dioro and Niebla Roja of Los Ingobernables for the CMLL World Tag Team Championship. Among the other results of the night was the team of Hechicero, Euphoria, and Mephisto, collectively known as Los Infernales, defeating El Sagrado, Gemelo Diablo 1, and Gemelo Diablo 2 to win the CMLL World Trios Championship. Místico beat Ruggio to retain the NWA Historic Middleweight title in the main event. In WWE news, former UFC heavyweight and light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier will be the special guest referee for next Saturday night's pit fight match between Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins at Extreme Rules in Philadelphia, according to a report yesterday from wrestling and MMA reporter Ariel Helwani. In a tweet following the announcement, Cormier wrote, "I will be fair, I will be honest, I will be impartial, and I will not take anyone's I will be there for a reason. The law has been called in, and I will enforce it with every part of myself to the fullest extent." WWE presented two Saturday night's main event house shows last night, with the Raw crew in Bismarck, North Dakota, and the SmackDown crew in Regina, Saskatchewan. In the main event at the Bismarck Event Center, a United States title match between champion Bobby Lashley and Seth Rollins turned into a six-man tag in which Lashley, Dolph Ziggler, and Kevin Owens defeated Rollins, Austin Theory, and The Miz. In other matches, Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair successfully defended her title in a triple threat with Bayley and Tamina. The Usos retained the undisputed WWE Tag Team title against the Alpha Academy. Kevin Owens defeated Austin Theory, and Dolph Ziggler defeated The Miz. Meanwhile, in Regina at the Brandt Center, the main event saw Drew McIntyre and Sheamus defeat Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci of Imperium. On the same card, Liv Morgan retained the SmackDown Women's title against Sonya Deville. Sami Zayn and Solo Sikoa of the Bloodline defeated Madcap Moss and Ricochet. Ashante the Adonis and Top Dollar of Hit Row defeated Maximum Male Models, while Hit Row's B-Fab lost to Natalya. Shinsuke Nakamura also defeated the Los Lotharios in a handicap match as well. In TV distribution news, AEW programming ceased airing on Latin American pay TV channel Space in several countries as of Friday, according to an announcement from the wrestling company. The change affects Mexico as well as other nations in the Caribbean, South America, and Central America. The only nation in the region which will continue to get AEW TV on Space is Brazil. Space is owned by AEW's media partner, Warner Brothers Discovery. As of yesterday, AEW programming including Dynamite, Rampage, Dark, Dark Elevation, and Battle of the Belt specials are available in the affected countries on AEW Plus, a paid streaming service carried on Fight TV in markets where AEW does not have TV deals. Turning to Japan, members of New Japan's pro wrestling roster were in England on Saturday for night one of the company's Royal Quest 2 weekend. In the main event of the show, held at Crystal Palace National Sports Center, IWGP World Tag Team Champions FTR defeated Aussie Open to retain the titles. Other notable match results include Will Ospreay defeating Shota Umino, Kazuchika Okada and Tomohiro Ishii defeating Bad Dude Tito and Zack Knight. Knight was substituting for Jonah, who was unable to travel due to the effects of Hurricane Ian, and Hiroshi Tanahashi, Tama Tonga, Hikuleo, and Jado defeated Bullet Club members Jay White, Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, and Gato. The company runs the SportsCenter again today with a scheduled main event of Tetsuya Naito against Zack Sabre Jr. Stardom's five-star Grand Prix wrapped up at the Mushishino Four Sports Plaza in the Chofu section of Tokyo on Saturday. Julia defeated Tam Nakano, finishing her with a Northern Lights bomb in the final match of the night to take home her first victory in the annual tournament, which is modeled after the traditional setups of All Japan's Champions Carnival and New Japan's G1 Climax. Earlier in the night, Julia had defeated Suzu Suzuki to finish with 17 points and win the blue block of the tournament. After her victory in the final, Julia challenged Suri Kondo for the World of Stardom Championship at Dream Queendom on December 29th. Suri, a former UFC fighter and kickboxer, controlled her own destiny to get to the final, but failed to win the red block when she lost to Risa Serra, which allowed Nakano, who finished the league with 16 points, to advance. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.